Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Today is National Mimosa Day.
Oh.
Not a fan. I've never been a fan of mimosas.
The worst hangover I've ever had in my life was because of mimosas. And it was like my first time ever trying them. I didn't know how much sugar there was in them.
Oh, yeah.
And my head felt like it wanted to implode. So
that
was fun. I've not had one since.
It's not for me.
No, I don't really like them either.
I'm not a champagne guy in general.
That's it.
Katie.
The champagne makes you so, it's just so light. It makes you so flighty. It's a different kind of buzz.
I'm floating.
Yeah, and then you're right, Josh, all the sugar, it doesn't help.
Not to mention, it's like usually during breakfast, and then I'm going to be just trash.
Yeah, my hangover came at 3 p.m.
Right, exactly.
It was horrible.
I'm going to be worthless the rest of the day.
I was texting people up at 5 p.m.
Hey, girl, had a couple mimosas. I'm feeling,
she's like, yeah, it's
feeling
five.
Randy.
Dinner time.
So this video has been going around the past couple days. We haven't talked about it. I might throw it up on Facebook. But you see these Purdue students that built a robot capable of solving a Rubik's Cube in essentially 1 second.
Oh, I don't like
point
it.
One. It was
.05 seconds. They had to slow it down so much because it's a blink of an
eye. It's like lightning strikes.
Boom.
The coolest thing I've ever seen.
It was crazy.
Why are we making the robot smarter?
No, but
stop
it's not
it.
Like a, it's not like a human robot. It's like four little prongs connected to each side.
And it just goes and it's done.
Oh my gosh, it was so impressive. Like that is the last one they made was in solved it in 0.3 seconds. This one's 0.1. Like that is the blink of an eye. That's really
like
cool
it.
To
it's
me.
Really
stuff like
intense.
That is
I was surprised that the actual Rubik's Cube held up through that actually.
That's some high grade Rubik's
it's
Cube
so
material.
Fast and you know so intense.
Yeah.
I just didn't blow
well, did
up.
You did you watch the slow motion? I mean,
I
it's,
did.
It's pulling apart a little bit. Like
a
it's,
little bit.
Yeah, it's
imagine
pretty crazy.
Imagine what those prongs could do to you. Stop teaching the robots to do things. Stop it.
You might like what it does to you, Katie. You don't know.
Oh, jeez.
You don't know.
We saw one dance
not
in the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, seconds.
The Tesla one is dancing now. Like, wicked good dance moves.
Yeah, it could dance better than
it's
I could.
It's a humanoid, man.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Sofia Vergara is looking for a man, but she's got a requirement. She doesn't want the guy to be poorer than her. She says,
gosh.
It's a nightmare if they're poorer because they end up resenting you.
Yeah.
Side note, she's worth $180 million, so
yeah,
I guess I'm out.
I thought she was, wasn't she married to that one?
She was.
Joe Manganiello.
Yeah.
They were, oh, they broke up?
He was only worth $40 million, that's why.
Well, oh,
and
that
I
makes
heard,
sense.
I heard also that he wanted to have children, and she doesn't want
to
have children. She's
I have to
past
keep my
that
body.
Stage. Well, she has a son who's like 23, 24.
Oh, does she?
So she had her baby young, and she's like, that's just not in my life anymore. So,
she looks good.
She had to say goodbye to Joe.
Nice. She looks real,
good.
Real nice.
Yeah, she looks great.
Tom Bergeron is going to be hosting a Shark Week special called Dancing with Sharks. I guess since he used to host Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I get it.
Do you guys still watch
I
Shark
get
Week?
It.
Never have.
No.
You never?
Actually,
oh, I used
no.
to be so into it, dude. But that was in like 2012. When it was really cool.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
I don't think I've ever watched Shark Week. Never got the
I'm trying to figure
out
what this is. People are actually going to go. Expert divers will be down there with choreographed routines dancing with sharks as they swim around. I can't believe I'm not watching this stuff. Final Destination Bloodlines comes out today. It's the sixth movie in the Final Destination franchise. Along with this story, they did put out another story that is the most ridiculous kills in the Final Destination movies, like how people have died.
Yeah.
It's like the logs falling off the truck.
Yeah.
One of my most favorite ones, and I forgot about this until I was reading about it, it was the gut-sucking day at the pool.
Yes.
Where the one guy is pulled toward an open drain at the bottom of the pool, and it sucks all his organs out like a vacuum.
Out of his out of his bum.
Yes! Uh-huh. I remember that one.
That was a scary one for me, because my grandparents had a pool that we'd swim at all the time, and I was like, don't drain it
no,
when I
get there. No, don't get in there.
My guts.
No, that entire movie series unlocked new fears every time. Like, still won't drive behind a log truck. I'm sure y'all are the same.
There was one girl that was sitting at a salon. A rock was shot out from an outside lawnmower straight into her eye and put a hole in her skull. There was the glass panel pancake from Final Destination 2. A glass panel falls off a crane and squishes some guy flat. The putting the dead in deadlift. A guy's head explodes when two weights compress down at the gym.
Yeah, ooh, I remember that.
That was gruesome.
And I'll end with the tanning bed barbecue from Final Destination 3.
Mm-hmm. I remember that one,
Ashley
too.
And Ashlyn are friends.
They got cooked.
They're fried to death while locked in tanning beds, all thanks to a spilled Slurpee.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are classic movies. They're so ridiculous. I would like to be a writer for something like that, coming up with the most insane ways to people out in the
movie.
They're
all plausible, dude. Like, they're all things. They really are. Yep.
Really could happen.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
It's funny and creepy.
Katie, what is going on locally, for God's sakes?
Yeah, all right. Well, traffic controllers in Colorado lost communication for a bit on Monday, and this is a really big story right now out at DIA, I believe. Deputy Chief Operating Officer Frank McIntosh of the Air Traffic Organization said the backup frequency at Denver ARTCC went out for approximately 2 minutes. So what they're saying is the radio traffic controllers couldn't talk to the pilots for about 90 seconds, and then they set off the backup controller equipment that they use in case the air traffic controller stuff goes down, and even the backup went down. So that is where the story is at right now, is that they were able to communicate with the pilots, but they had a press conference yesterday, I believe, where this Frank McIntosh, was addressing all of the questions that they had, and he was really sidestepping a little bit of it, right? Like, he's like, well, we were fine. Yes, we were without communication for a couple minutes, nothing happened, and nothing did go wrong, but they're just highlighting the fact that for 2 minutes they weren't able to communicate with the pilot. So I believe more of this is going to come out. We'll keep our eye on it, because it just seems kind of fishy, right, guys? A little fishy.
Yeah. They need a backup to the backup to the backup.
Apparently they need more backups.
Plan C.
Yes, we need plan C's and D's in there. This story has been for about a year. They've been talking about the Stanley Hotel being for sale, and it has now sold for $400 million. So the Stanley Partnership.
That's Sofia Vergara money there.
I know, right? Like the Stanley Partnership for Art, Culture, and Education purchased the hotel. So what it is, it's the former owner who claimed bankruptcy, and he and a bunch of investors teamed up to buy the hotel, and now they're moving forward. So it's actually a management company out of Denver that's going to be taking care of things out there in Estes Park. But obviously the Stanley is so famous for The Shining, and you know, if you go up there during Halloween, they have seances. And I mean, there's just so much stuff you can do with the Stanley. I think if you live in Colorado, you've at least made one trip up there.
You
got to
go up there and check it out. And wander around a little bit and see if you feel any chills while you're
hear noises.
I was just there in October, and it was like we went the weekend of Halloween. And
so I saw all
the seances and all the scary ghost stuff that they do. We went through the maze, and it was just like, it is so just, it hits you in your feels while you're up there, because you just know crazy stuff has happened in this hotel, right? Like, you just know things have went down.
Murder, death, kill.
Yeah, and like, they won't even let you stay in that room anymore, I believe. I think that
what
they just
completely... What is it, 218 or whatever it is, 213?
We went to the door and, you know, took pictures in front of it and everything, but
Of course we were.
But it was just really neat, so I'm glad, because that was the other thing. An Arizona company was looking at purchasing the hotel. Thank goodness they didn't get their hands on it, right?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, because that would have been, I mean, if an Arizona company owned the Stanley, I don't know how I'd feel about that. So,
yeah, come to the Stanley, bro.
Good to know. Staying local here in Colorado. This story, a Denver man, he is in trouble after he set a fire near a Whole Foods in Frisco.
Why'd he do that?
So, here's the thing.
You upset about the prices?
Yeah, first he called and said, oh my gosh, there's a fire near the Whole Foods in Frisco. Then he called back. He's like, yeah, I may have started it. My bad.
Why'd he do that?
I'm pretty sure it's because he knew that they were going to figure out he did it, but he told authorities that he was smoking and playing with a lighter, right? What is he, 12? So then he lit some grass on fire, and he went on to say he didn't think much of it, and then it, quote, suddenly exploded. So he explained that he tried to put it out. It got too big too fast, according to, you know, his statement, but thankfully they were able to keep it under control. But he was just up in the mountains taking the day off.
Smoking pot weed outside of Whole Foods.
Hanging out in the mountains, trying to take a day, starting a wildfire. But again, thankfully, they got that under control.
I haven't been into a Whole Foods in a minute, but the one by me has, hopefully they still do. Again, I haven't been in there in a while. They used to have an epic mochi cabinet where you could go in and get some mochi.
The Whole Foods, the one by my house has that.
Oh,
it's a little freezer. You slide it open and you pick out the ones you want, and then you go on your way. Oh,
I like
good.
Whole Foods. You don't shop there often? I shop at Whole Foods all the time.
I don't. No.
Oh, I love it.
No.
I like it. I'm very healthy, though, Jer. So.
You are very.
You eat chicken sandwiches that hurt your tummy.
I know. And double
on
the fries.
Your recommendation.
I know.
We
that,
didn't tell you to get two large
so
fries, though.
We don't need to talk about that. Nicole's listening. Move on. I didn't even tell her I went to Chick-fil-A yesterday.
Don't talk about it anymore. Don't talk about
it.
It's
our secret.
Right, well.
Sorry, Nick.
Okay. How about this one? Because we have an update on the best zoo competition. We talked about this last week.
We sure
remember?
Did. We voted.
Did we win?
Yes. So you could.
I voted for the Springs one.
The
Springs.
Cheyenne Mountain. Cheyenne so did Josh. I voted for the Denver Zoo, and I won.
You did?
Yeah. It was the Newsweek Reader's Choice poll. So two Colorado zoos, as we said, were in the running for the best zoo in the country. Cheyenne Mountain, number 8 on the list, is where they came in at, guys. So should have voted
8?
More. Number 8 on this list.
False.
Denver Zoo, number 3.
Hey!
Yay! And Newsweek, they described the Denver Zoo as an oasis in the city, which
is
a good
it's
description.
It's a great zoo.
Yeah.
It's a really decent
zoo. And they talked about Cheyenne Mountain Zoo and said the popular giraffe feeding exhibit
it's
is worth
the
that's
the
why
trip.
We voted.
Yeah, the big one.
So definitely make
you
your way to
both.
You
can get licked by a giraffe.
That's the thing. Is the great thing about Colorado is you can go visit both. So go make your
you
own
You could do
assumption.
It in one day if
yeah,
you wanted to.
Exactly. Well, it's a long day, but
yeah,
you can
that giraffe saliva is like all slimy
it
and
is
sticky and
thick.
So stringy. Like if they lick you, it like comes off. It's so gross.
Yeah.
Really?
I went back. I loved it.
I licked him. I licked the giraffe back. I was like, take this.
You licked him back.
I licked
giraffe
him back.
Is my favorite. That's funny. But yeah, but shout out to both the zoos because they're
exciting.
Both worth the visit.
That's an exciting story.
It is. And an update on Morris the alligator.
He
more
dead.
Animal news. Well, he did pass away. Yeah. And we talked about that earlier this week. But now we have a statement from Adam Sandler because remember, he was in the movie Happy Gilmore. And if we remember in the scene where Adam fights or Happy fights the alligator for his ball back. So he said, he's like, goodbye, Morris. We're all going to miss you. You could be hard on directors, makeup artists, costumers, really anyone with arms and legs. But I know you did it for the ultimate good of the film. So he had a really nice post about Morris the alligator. And they talked about Morris and how the next step is they're going to have his body taxidermized. So they're going to stuff the alligator.
As they should.
So he can, quote, continue to scare children for years to come.
They should.
they
should
that.
Do that with him.
They
put
should.
Him in some sort of movie museum.
And that's what they're going to do. And
yes.
They said that folks can come in and touch his teeth and play with his scales
well, I don't
and
know about
everything.
All that. I
well,
put
no,
him
yeah.
behind glass.
No,
but
they said that he's going to be at the Gator place where he spent his last 19 to 20
no,
years of life.
No, don't do that. Donate
that's,
him.
Yeah, that's the plan, though.
Donate him
that's
to
what
the Smithsonian.
They're gonna do. Yeah, they're going
to Who's
going
to go to him at the Smithsonian?
The Smithsonian?
Yeah,
the Gator Museum is where it's at, Jared.
No. Yes. They've got all sorts of pop culture stuff at the Smithsonian.
They do.
It'd be perfect.
Okay. Well, maybe you can start a petition.
I don't want to rub his teeth.
Either way.
You don't? I kind of do. I'd be like putting my hand in there.
I do That's too.
Not. I was like, he can't bite
I
back.
That's
now.
Not respectful.
Yeah. Well, RIP, Morris the alligator. And one more because a rec center in Aurora closed down recently. Did you guys hear about this?
Sure didn't.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
No, it's, let's see. This rec center started up in the 1960s.
Whoa.
Yeah, and so it closed, but the thing is it used to be a swingers club when it first opened up. So,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, I have heard of this.
Okay.
No.
Oh,
that
you're
one.
Right.
One.
I did make my
that
way
That place
back
was the
there.
Best.
Talk
that
about a whole different recreational
awesome.
One.
That place. Such good cardio.
Oh, yeah. So they are saying that.
Spot me.
They are saying that. Sorry, that wasn't towards you. That
I feel like
towards,
it was, though.
No, it's towards the internet that won't let me open this page. But
I feel
yeah.
like that was to me, though.
The Aurora Rec, it wasn't to you, I promise. I promise. But yeah, the Aurora Rec Center used to be a swingers club, no longer in existence.
Oh,
they're
man.
Shutting her down.
Where are the
so.
Swingers going to swing now?
I know, exactly. Well, there are other spots,
swingers,
right?
Oh, there's other spots, Jared.
Isn't
I got
there,
you.
Like,
really?
I know,
I'll give you
there,
another recommendation.
In like Lakewood or something, isn't there one?
I don't know,
I don't
Katie.
Know. Yeah. I swear to God, I heard someone say that there's a swingers club in Lakewood.
Heard someone
say. Probably
is.
They're probably
yeah.
everywhere.
Okay.
Again, I'm trapped in my Littleton bubble, and I'm sure I'm surrounded by swingers.
Just look for the upside down pineapple.
It's the pineapple and the white rocks is
yep.
what you got to look for, and then you're
know.
You know you're down to clown.
Or the black lights in the front porch.
Mm,
they
I got
those.
Them all.
I
got them all.
A
I got
lady
all.
At the gas station the other day with a pineapple tattoo on her leg, and I was like, "Why
was
did
it upside
you do
down,
that?"
Or
it was
she
upside
kept,
down.
It was.
I was like, "Why did you do that?" Like,
she was she winking at you?
I didn't know. I tried not to make eye contact. I just kept looking at the pineapple. Like, why would you do that?
Well, she saw you looking.
Where was it on her?
It was on her leg. Her thigh. Like, right, she was wearing short shorts, and it was on her leg upside down.
That's a choice.
Should
have got her number. Of all time.
It's a choice.
You're in that 17-month dry spell?
I am, yeah, but...
Could have ended that real quick.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.